How transient the light obtained from the three little words we borrow, two of which are embedded in the solid rock of the walls on either side of the gulf between answered and unanswered prayer. The third stretching between, forming a beautiful passageway for our faith and hope into the delectable country where the citizens learn how to pray without ceasing, and practically understand that blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Matthew 5:8. Two of these three little words, desire and prayer, have been shunted about on the side tracks of religious literature for ages, similarly as worn freight cars fit only for short hauls are shunted on obscure sidings of a great railway until Mary Baker Eddy rescued them from incapacity, set them side by side with a momentous little is between. Behold the result, not dilapidated freights about ready for the scrap heaps of doubt, agnosticism, derision, and scorn, but pleasant day coaches, upholstered in love, cushioned with truth, draped exquisitely with loving service, walls of polished mirror, reflecting continually the divine image and likeness, and affording to his passengers companionship, joyous and unafraid. It may be well to remark at this time, it is not our province to write of or for Christian Science. That it is desired in this connection only to bring out clearly how practical, how beautiful and good it is to know that the word God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, and a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. That this same word of God, with its keen blade of truth, fashions our desires when they are earnest, honest, pure and right, into answered prayers with blessings untold, as it seems to us is so wonderfully proven in this instance of the great artist who so diligently and selflessly desired his honor to the great prophet Daniel should not be disturbed or wasted. Is it not cheering to know that when our desires are entirely with good, then God is entirely with our desires? We can then paint pictures, write books, build houses, shovel coal, dig ditches, or proceed with whatever it is our duty to do. And the victory over the lions of evil is as surely ours as the sunshine is surely ours, and that too, without ceasing our task to kneel in sackcloth and ashes with words of supplication to a faraway God, while perchance, at the same time, in doubt if God can or ever will hear our prayer. How buoyant our hope as we each day realize more and more that our desires are really and truly a live wire cable connecting us directly and continuously with the throne of grace, and that our cablegrams are never censored before submission to our Father for approval. But it is requisite that our desires become qualified, and this makes it necessary and but fair that we consider the entire sentence from which we borrow the three precious little words. It reads, "Desire is prayer, and no loss can occur from trusting God with our desires, that they may be molded and exalted before they take form in words and in deeds." The eternal goodness of God is all about us. It is omnipresent, fathomless, expanseless, available practically in every moment of all our lives, and just in the degree our desires and acts become imbued with good, will they be transformed into the miracle, answered prayer. We are all Daniels in the den of darkness, where the lions of carnality roar and prowl. So, too, we are all artists with brush in hand, the canvas of life spread wide for the colors. Well, then, just as we gather the all-prevailing good into our desires and activities, will our cables be linked with omnipotence, the howling of the lions cease, and our canvas become beautiful with symbols that will charm not merely ourselves, but many weary hearts that need the comfort obtainable only from the light that shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There is no mystery in this light. Even the children recognize and revel in it, and would be governed by good continuously, did not we grown-ups set them bad examples. Good expressed is the light and beauty of perpetual harmony and peace, a positive, perfect antidote for all strife and fear. The mystery, the marvel, is that the governments of earth have so long remained, to all appearance, in stubborn ignorance of the power of good to heal all their woes, their silly pride, satanic greed, childish diplomacy, black hate, unnecessary strife, war, pestilence, and famine. All would disappear under the rule of good. Dear Light Divine, may that happy day speedily come when the children of earth will more fully recognize the liberty and sweet peace bestowed by good, which is universal, infinite, gentle, easily available, and absolutely practical in the daily activities of men and nations, here, now, always, invincible, omnipotent, unrivaled, without a peer among men or the angels who unceasingly magnify and glorify and forever exalt His holy name. For good is love, and love is the light that shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. The End.